Hello. Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 88 miles per hour. Flying solo without Miss Amanda this evening. She's stuck in class. But we have a surprise visitor. Someone answered my sad call of woe.
Hello.
Is this on? Can people hear
me? Is it hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're here. How's it going, Matt?
It is good. It's nice to get some Emma straight up music taste right in front of my face.
You know? Wow, I'm honored.
Every time I see you, it's always like you're always recommending stuff to me, and it's always really good. So it's just kind of nice to see how it all
happens.
It plays out in real time.
Well, hopefully I won't disappoint you. I feel like that's a lot of pressure.
I don't think you will, but it is a lot of pressure.
Well, I have like three songs lined up.
Oh, nice.
So we have a lot of time to fill. So you'll have to contribute, I think.
I'm down.
Amanda also sent me her playlist, so we can play around with that. We'll have some fun.
We can just play a podcast.
Do you want to pretend to be Amanda?
Amanda Lilly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you just spent like a few days with her.
So. I hope Amanda's not listening to this and then I'm gonna offend her. But,
No.
I feel like I could only just like describe Amanda's appearance in like a poor imitation of her voice, and that would.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right, we won't do that to her. We like her too much. Anyways, the first song we heard was "Lion" by Pinback, and that, as always, was the Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast. Do you like our spooky vampire music?
Yes, I do like your spooky vampire music.
Thank you.
I also, you have a very calming radio voice.
I appreciate that.
I feel like I'm driving through a snowstorm listening to your voice every time you speak.
I really appreciate that. I've always had a lower voice, I think, for being a lady. But I'm glad you find it calming.
Good. I've always had a higher voice for being a guy. So it's like we're trading the same insecurity. Over the radio.
High five. Cool. Well, you know, everyone's welcome here, no matter what your voice sounds like. You know, we're just trying to spread the word to the people.
Should we play another song?
Yeah, I think we should do that. Okay.
Thank you. first kid catching your cracks. Skipping teeth, Keith, calling you back. Telling stories, pretending they're facts. Let me go to unstable to wait. You came out, started bruising. Find it tough to admit when you're losing. Oh, what should I think?
Carefully crafting Kiefer, show disaster. Take what you're after, get what they want out of you.
across the street. A lion waiting to sundown. I saw it happen, I saw you murder. I watched the knife as it went down into the breast, and now you're running around and around,
running for cover.
Oh, I'll soon discover, dead in the street. Oh, Einstein is right.
We have our stuff together. We do. We do.
We
do
indeed.
Amanda has made an appearance.
She's back. And ready to go.
I wasn't sure if I was going to go with like back in the New York groove or.
Why are we whispering?
Back in.
That's just kind of our move sometimes. We have a lot of secrets.
Shh. It's not like we're telling them to the public or anything. Amanda, should we do an entire ASMR whisper show sometime?
I think that should happen before we
graduate.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be necessary.
Read the Constitution, but like in ASMR.
Wow, that'll really put everyone to sleep. We'll record it, and then maybe we'll use it as one of those. We'll advertise it as a sleep aid.
I think it'd be good. We could make some money off of it.
We could.
Sell it to like Headspace or something.
Yeah. All right. We got a business going.
Headspace presidents, if you're listening.
Amanda, remember that time that it was Valentine's Day and we had our show on Valentine's Day and I brought in candy and we saw how many Rolos
fit
in your mouth?
That is a dangerous game. I almost choked and died.
Oh my god.
Well, it's a lot of caramel.
I don't remember if everyone overestimated or underestimated how many Rolos they could fit.
I think it was over.
I think everyone was like, I can do 15, I can do 20, and everyone could get maybe like 5. And then everyone had just a wad of like
just caramel. Just caramel everywhere.
I think everyone was like spitting it into the trash.
We should. That's the closest to ASMR we'll probably.
That's
ever
what get. I mean. But I also feel like that's really gross, and I don't think anyone wants to listen to that.
Oh, you're just kind of gonna take one day where you're just gonna have a lot of trash bags on hand, and then
and just
that's your Rolo day. Yeah.
Are we gonna eat a lot of weird, strange things? I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
I like. Okay. I don't really listen. The ASMR
that
or anything.
Means she does.
No, I really don't. Just the videos always pop up as ads or whatever. The one that I really, this one really gets me, when they cut the soap into like a billion little pieces, and then
I'm not gonna lie though, every time I watch a video like that, I'm like, it's such a waste. Like, what do they do after? Like, do they still use the soap? Yeah.
But also,
can you rebuild soap?
You might.
Like, could you like kind of
mush it back together? Just like mush it? I don't know how soap works.
I don't know why I find that really funny.
Does not know how soap works.
Yep, perfect. Sums me.
All right, I need a moment to recover from that one. What was I going to say? Oh, okay, the thing that gets me about those videos, though, is that I don't listen to it for the sound. I just find it, like, aesthetically pleasing the way the soap
looks. Yeah.
Gets cut off of the soap bar and falls.
Yeah, no.
Isn't that weird?
It's
because
visually,
it's visually, like, I enjoy it, but it's supposed to be meant for the sound. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's what right? No?
It might be the combo in that case.
I don't know anything about ASMR.
I don't know. I'm undereducated on the subject.
If you know a lot about ASMR, call us.
Yeah, our number is 855-915-9636. I've only had two random callers on the show. Well, besides like my friends like randomly calling in, but two people that I didn't know. One time it was someone who called in and asked for like a very obscure cover of a song, and I had to ask them to spell it because I just truly.
So also call in with that, please.
Also call in with some obscure. I will play almost anything.
We'll play everything from Taylor Swift to Bruno Mars.
I feel like
everything in between.
I feel like that's a narrow range of things.
That's the joke.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't.
Haha.
Time for music.
Thank you.
that was Systems Officer with the song Signature Red. Before that, we heard Ariel Pink with the song Lipstick. Before that, The Hotelier with Among the Wild Flowers. And before that, the song Modern Romance by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I was telling Matt earlier that I found that song from watching the Netflix series Love. Really good soundtrack.
Good soundtrack, yeah.
And good show. Really good show. It took me a few episodes to get into it, and then I was really sad to find out that there was only 3 seasons.
Yeah, no,
and it was upsetting. It just ended, and I didn't realize that that was the last episode, and it was
that's the worst.
It was a little emotional, I have to say.
My dad watched Breaking Bad, and he got all the way to the last episode of the last season and said to me, "I can't wait for next season."
Oh, he didn't know that was the end.
Like, oh, Dad.
Tragedy.
I do have to say, though, I think that was the first time that I watched a TV show that, like really made me feel sad sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, for sure.
Because I feel like usually I'll just watch, like, something funny or, like, Game of Thrones, whatever. Yeah. Which, like, can be, like, emotional but in different ways. But that, I don't know, that show was really real.
Yeah.
On some level. Did you watch it?
I watched all of it. I agree. I mean, I think, like, you know, it's real in the sense that they're, like, real people, but there's, like, that kind of larger-than-life, like, comedic aspect to it. But I think what it was, like, the characters, like, you just kind of feel for them.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just seemed like some of the most, like, real characters. Yeah. But in that, like, they didn't try to make them, like, bigger than life. They just seemed like normal people with their issues. And, like, I don't know. It was really, whew.
Yeah. No, it's kind of, you know, I think we're coming out of the golden age of television. Because, like, they said for so long, like, oh, my gosh, everything is being put out is amazing, but now I think we're kind of entering, like, the end of that era.
I think you're right, because I think when it started, everyone was doing these hour-long specials, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, every TV episode's like a movie, right? They, you know, obviously it was costing them more to produce, but maybe now that, like, everyone's doing it, maybe they're kind of running out of good content. Or there's just, I don't know, I feel like when I flip through, there's just so much junk.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely
so much. Yeah,
absolutely. The last thing that I really heard a lot of, I mean, it kind of felt like every single week I was getting recommended, like I had to watch something. And the last time I can remember, like, not being able to escape the sort of web of, like, you have to watch this was Homecoming with Julia Roberts, and that was back in October.
Wow.
And no one has come up to me and been like, here's a great new show and, like, all that stuff.
Well, you heard it here first. TV is dying.
TV is dead.
TV is
radio
dead.
Is back, baby.
Maybe one day. I mean, things do come weirdly back into style. I mean, like, vinyl made a resurgence. Cassette tapes are now coming back. It's funny to watch how things...
Podcasts are just radio, but then...
right. Kind of funny. Well... That's all I have to say.
Great. Well, did you have an over-under that you wanted to do?
Oh, yeah.
Got to keeping us on program.
Yep. Wow, good thing we have you tonight. I am. Okay, overrated, underrated. It does not have to do with music, but has to do with a personal experience I've had recently.
Oh.
Overrated, underrated. Airplane food.
Ooh. I think from my experience, definitely overrated, because I get so excited that I'm going to get a free meal, if it's even free, because now sometimes it's not.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then I'm so happy about it, and then I'm just always disappointed. It's just always, I'm like, am I going to get food poisoning from this one?
Yeah, truly. Yeah. That's a very real concern.
I think that's all I have to say about
it.
Yeah.
That's a great one, because the bar for airplane food is so low.
That's true, too.
I agree, overrated. I think, I was looking this up. There's, like, if you fly, like, really nice, like, first class international, where they're kind of required to give you food.
Right, because you're on such a long flight.
Yeah. If you're flying, like, top of the line first class kind of stuff, they hook you up. Like, you
know, oh, I'm sure.
And they, like, the thing that I don't trust, like, airplane meat?
No. Exactly. Like, if there's new band name, airplane meat.
If there's two options, I'm going to choose the vegetarian option because I just die.
Right. It's a safe bet.
I just trust vegetables more. That's
fair.
The flight attendant to flesh, like, heat a steak.
Right. My microwaved chicken.
But the thing is, like, you can get... But when you fly first class, like, they get... You can have, like, butternut squash risotto and, like, amazing meals.
Right.
And I'm like, if you have the capacity to do that, I would probably pay for that, like, a nice meal over, like, you know, the microwaved thing they gave me.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with slightly underrated.
Oh.
Only because, like, yeah, I think maybe I just had the bar set just so,
that's fair.
So yeah. Very low.
Yeah, that's fair, that's
and
fair.
You know what? I didn't have a first class meal. I just had your, you know, regular airplane meal. And, like, it was fine. There was a lot acceptable. Of little options. It was acceptable, you know?
A lot of mystery
I didn't
fluid.
Get sick. Yeah. No mystery fluid.
No mystery
I
fluid.
Didn't get sick. And, you know, it was, for the most part, kind of tasty.
All right. Okay. That's fair, then.
Like a 6 out of 10.
I need one of those experiences.
I think they should, like... I wonder if there's people out there that, like, love airplane food. that are just, like, really gassed up to get... like their airplane microwave meal, and they're like,
like they live for that moment.
They're like calling up Delta Airlines and be like, "You guys got any leftovers?
It's on the menu for today. Yeah, like,
I will buy all your leftovers."
That's funny. Amazing.
I used to have this. My friend and I used to make this joke that we wanted to make a restaurant where everything is microwaved to perfection. We're like. You bring us the food, we'll microwave it for you.
Like our scientists are working
on
it.
Yeah. Exactly. But it never got off the ground. No one would invest.
That's a bummer. Although, I feel like sometimes the microwave can be a little tricky.
Yeah, true.
Right? Like, oh, was it just me or...
I'm not sure I have an opinion. Not put much thought into it.
Right. Well, I tried to heat a sweet potato in the microwave the other day. Instead of, like, properly cooking it.
Mm.
And it took a lot longer than I thought it would.
That's fair, actually. Did you stab it with a fork first?
Several times.
And I left the fork in.
And then the house blew up.
Insane.
I don't know.
How do they work?
Yeah. No, I did not put any metal in the PSA. Don't do that. Yeah. Cool.
Music?
Music. Amanda, you gonna hit us with a little
something?
All right, so we've been having a labeling issue with some of our cords here at the radio station. There's a mystery cord. I'm not sure what it's for. But we get it mixed up every week.
Mystery cord.
Got it.
But we got it now.
What does it lead to?
That was faster by Manic Street Preachers. They do another song I really like called, I think it's called Baby Alien, but I can't find it anywhere other than like a meh YouTube rip.
Aww.
It's kind of a bummer.
I don't think I've heard of them.
It's alright. I'll track it down one day. Before that was Heroin by Bad Flower.
Yeah.
And we lost Matt.
We lost Matt.
Not forever, just for now.
We'll hopefully get him back.
Possible talk of spooky, scary story time next week.
Next Monday. Catch us.
I don't know.
Reading in a spooky voice.
I don't think I was ever great at coming up with fictional stories on the spot.
No, I've always been terrible at it.
Like every once in a while, if I was really kind of in like a silly mood, but. Mm-hmm.
I always loved to write, and I would write all kinds of stories, but for some reason, like, that was completely different.
Than on the spot?
Than on the spot. Which makes sense, actually.
Sure. But, I mean, you still have to have, like, the imagination for it.
Yeah. I could never do, like, a scary story on my own.
I could come up with something silly and ridiculous, but, right, I think scary, you know, it's all about the suspense. It has to be well thought out.
No, and I don't.
Whereas, like, a silly story or just something random doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But...
The thinking ahead gets important, and I was not great at doing that.
No, that takes a certain, yeah. Yeah. Also, I don't really consume that much, like, scary movies, horror films or anything.
I get spooked really easy.
So I think that puts me at a disadvantage.
For sure. Actually, that's fair logic.
I think I'm just coming up with excuses, but you get the point.
I do.
All right, you got another song for us?
I do.
Let's hear it.
Feeling, breaking down the ceiling, digging up. sleeping, freezing on the beaches, reaching for the sweetest, sweetest peaches.
TFT by Lost Dog. They put that song out today.
Oh, yes. That's why that sounded familiar. Because I listened to this earlier. Pretty exciting.
I know.
Happy for them.
It's a bop. Before that, Amanda played Peaches by In the Valley Below.
Yeah.
You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 80 miles per hour. We're here every Monday at 8. Our show has moved around so many times, I really have to put some brain power into remembering when it is. We've been all around the clock.
Grass is always greener with us, I think.
I know. Oh, you know what? We've learned from our mistakes.
We've learned.
Oh, I'd like to give a studio update. So our wonderful graffiti wall, at some point over the last year, maybe year and a half, someone went around to all the little figures, all the little characters, and gave them tears, made them crying.
What?
Which is really sad. I hope that person's okay.
I never even noticed.
But, so that's kind of sad. But what I've just noticed is someone else has gone around and given them all googly eyes. Which is
like
way
that.
Better.
I'm into the googly eye thing.
I am too. We had one on our front porch today. Just a googly eye.
That's amazing.
I don't know
like
why.
Like googly eyes on random stuff in life.
I think it's funny.
There was this post about a husband who the husband came home and his wife had put googly eyes on every single thing in the fridge.
That's great.
Like I would love to do that.
I would love to come home to that.
Yeah. That would be a great night.
It just makes everything a little, you know, more happy.
Or a little sketchy, a little like creepy, like you're like
okay, yeah, you're right. Iron Man is looking a little scary.
Yeah, you see,
I see
that looking at you all night or something.
But Charlie Brown looks kind of cute, and the skull's kind of with the glasses. Anyways, point being, I like the new addition to the station.
Yes,
that's all.
It's pretty nice.
That's all I have to say. You're gonna hit us with one last tune.
Just
oh wait, is that there you are?